Welcome to Surfer.gay, the podcast. My name is Patrick, and my pronouns are he, him. In today's episode, we're gonna meet TC. He's a Chinese surfer, and he's been surfing for over a decade. So let's hear his story. The flame at the Olympic Stadium in Beijing has burned out. All the athletes from around the world are flying back to their home countries. TC is also traveling. He lands at Hainan as a hopeful young man looking to start his life here. The streets are clean, almost polished. The shops are carefully curated to fit the stream of tourists that comes here for shopping. The economy in China is rising, and more Chinese are choosing to have their vacation here. They travel during the winter for some warmer weather and beach life. This is where TC starts working, at the beach, taking photos of tourists that have been riding horses. Working long days, he was soon to realize that there were several people out in the water, not just swimming, but surfing on the waves. First, he was watching them from afar. Then, he started to get to know them, and not long after, he started to loan their boards, testing it, loving it. At the moment, he didn't know how much this would change his life. He was just enjoying the water. As a dropout from school, his camera was helping him to get ends to meet. Not the most purpose-driven work, but it gave him an income. Even though he didn't know what he would do with his life, he got to enjoy being outside at the beach. These people that he observed surfing were a group belonging to the Surfing the Nation, some Christian missionaries. As all surfers know, the beginning is more struggle than surfing, and this was true for TC as well. The thrill and excitement made it all worth it, as it does for most surfers. These Hawaiian surfers came back year after year, and they gave TC a board. He started his first year with a 10-foot longboard. That board was easily mastered, and he progressed to a regular shortboard within the first couple of years. Year after year, he got better, but he was mainly surfing by himself. There were not a lot of other people surfing the beaches beside him and the tourists from abroad. His English got improved by engaging with the international surfers that started to explore China. As a surf destination. He still surfs a lot, but now are more focused on coaching other surfers. There are a lot of Chinese kids that are discovering surfing, and TC gets to be a role model and a coach for them. Being a part of the growing surf culture in China has brought him to so many places around the world. Australia, Japan, Bali, Indonesia, France, Spain, and the Philippines. Surfing all these different waves has given him a great experience, and he keeps growing as a coach. He even coached the Tsinghai provincial team back in 2019. Lang Lang is his cat's name, and it means waves. With a love for the ocean and surfing, the name was almost a given. Romantic love is a little bit harder to find. Growing up in China as a queer person was not the easiest thing. Most Chinese aren't vocal about their sexuality. It's not in their culture. Despite his good relationship with his big family, he hasn't felt the need to tell them. His close friend, one could think that they were this amazing surfing couple, but somehow TC found one of the few Aussies that do not surf. It was great when they were at the same place, but living in different countries made it hard to keep up with the relationship. Boys, TC is single. With the growing numbers of young surfers, TC knows that there are so many gay people. They might not speak loudly about it, but they are there. China is progressing, and it is easier for them than it was for him. But they are lucky to have a role model in TC, both as a great surfer and a person. He still enjoys he still enjoys the beach life, even though he uses it differently now to when he first set foot at the beaches of Hainan. Surfing has become an integrated part of his life, and the joy of helping others master the sport is great. While figuring out the next step for his business, he's shaping boards, a skill and a handcraft that he learned while staying in Australia. He's working with a factory to have his board produced, which he's super excited about. Maybe it will become a surfboard brand. Maybe it will become a surf shop. All we can do is to keep an eye out for it. He knows at least that the days of charging with a shortboard are over, and he only rides his favorite board, a hand-shaped 9'4" single fin from an Aussie. It's a board that allows him to be one with the wave, running up and down the board, dancing on water. That's his happy place. Even spending a lot of time with his business as a coach and selling surfboards, he still makes time for a surf with friends. He will always come back to the beach. That's where he found his purpose, his life, his career.